Hello, good afternoon. It's Friday afternoon. I think it's the end of the week. And for some, it's the beginning of the weekend. And I'm driving a car to pick my daughter up now, and I've just listened to a man say that if he could invent one thing in the whole world, it would be a cure for depression. And my immediate reaction was my heart went out to him. My hand went out to him, really. A hand of a Frenchman said, thank goodness somebody has called for the invention of that. Wouldn't that be fantastic? I am somebody who has suffered several bouts of severe depression, and I can tell you that during my experience of depression, if somebody had been able to cure me of it, and I would have been grateful to them for my life. It really was that bigger thing. It certainly would have felt to me like as if, you know, a magician had been at work. And, you know, I certainly felt, as I was listening to Pilgrim Chris's talk on audiobook, that he was asking for something that many, many, many people and their friends and their connections would be very grateful to have, and a cure for depression. Then I had another think. I thought to myself, and this, the next part that I'm going to talk about, is one that you can only say when you're not depressed. I've experienced depression, and I wouldn't dream of saying what I'm going to say next in the middle of being depressed. And it's this. That if there was a cure for depression, like a tablet, a magic tablet, that would work every single time, would be no depression. My world would not be as rich. My world would not be as diverse. My own self wouldn't be as complex. I would have lost something big. I would have lost the immense relief, joy, any words like that you want to use, which I experienced, have experienced, when I have got through bouts of depression. I would have lost, of course, all feelings and sense of that I have worked my way through it. I have stuck with it. And in a sense, I suppose, the image that comes to me is that one of the great adventures of modern medicine is that you can take away a lot, not all by any means, but a lot of the pain of childbirth. However, if everybody was to have a painless childbirth, what about the experience that would be lost, in which a woman gives birth naturally, lives through the pain, feels that they have achieved something extraordinary, and that they have been fully involved in it. So that's where my mixed feelings are coming from. My mixed feelings are coming from a position in which I say to myself, look, would I really prefer that I hadn't had that long, hard struggle, that I hadn't had that, that risky life during the time that I was fairly depressed? Would I have swapped it all for a tablet that would have wiped it out? And the answer is definitely yes, absolutely in the middle of it. I'm with Spike Milligan on this, that depression is the most horrible, terrible thing. There is nothing good about it. I'm with him when he says that. But I'm also with another voice, and I can't put a label or a person on this, that says, you know, being emotionally distraught, emotionally stretched, emotionally, you know, and not just emotionally, because depression affects your emotion, affects your mental state, it affects your physical health, it affects everything. But what was I going to say? I was going to say that, you know, losing, working my way, recovering that, holding on to that, and getting back to myself again after the, you know, the distortioned life that I had while I was depressed. It is great to feel that I have survived again, got through it. I, I live in hope that I'll never have a bout of severe depression again. I don't live in any arrogance about that. I haven't found the way of guaranteeing it. And if somebody said to me today, Paul, look, take this particular tablet and it will make sure that you never ever have a bout of depression again in your life. Would I take it? Like hell, I would take it. Of course, I'd take it immediately. I'd pay and be prepared to pay some money for it. Yes. If, but only if it came with an absolute and total guarantee. Not that it would help protect me from depression, not that it would help me feel the effects of a depression less intensely. No, one that would completely and utterly block the possibility of emotional and psychic collapse, the pain of all that. So I guess I'm dialoguing, as I would use in these kind of jargonistic terms, with Chris, with Pilgrim Chris on this, and I really would be interested. Well, I'm quite sure I can. I dare not speak for Chris, but I can certainly say I'd be very interested in where somebody else will take this topic, if you feel minded to pick it up and run with it. Thank you very much for listening to me. It's 17:49 on Friday, and I got to pick the daughter up. Bye.